Inventor Mentor Kentaro claims he can turn ideas into cash. By Rick Sine, Pacific Sun, June 13, 1995. Hang out with Kentaro of Cart Madera, the inventor, mentor long enough, and the physical world can seem oddly transfigured. Those tiny obstacles you take for granted in life bloom out like looking through a microscope at your benign rash and gasping in horror at the massive red eruptions blighting your skin. Take the collective grief cost every day by ice cube trays, short of those ice makers in expensive refrigerators, which are always breaking down anyway. No one has figured out how to make a dispenser that can reliably release a single ice cube at a time without causing all the other cubes to fall out also. The problem can be solved with those stiff plastic trays, but only by careful water filling and a long fingernail, and only for some cubes, while others remain totally unreachable. The other day, after returning from a talk with Kentaro, I found myself into office kitchen, tipping over the ice cube tray, my hand splayed over it to catch what I could. When too many cubes dropped out, I had to bend over to pick up a couple of slippery cubes. Then, for possibly the first time in my life, it came to me, there must be a better way. No doubt I am not the first to think this. There is probably an entire Chile division of Rubbermaid devoted to ice cube dispenser improvement, complete with dozens of cryo specialists donning white spacesuits in a warehouse-sized test freezer. But most people pay very little attention to what author Nicholson Baker calls the often undocumented daily texture of our lives instead. Most folks just figure that these little frustrations are a part of life. They take it on the chin. Kentaro doesn't think this is a good idea. As a product developer, TARLOW's job is to help people solve just these kinds of everyday problems. You come to him with an idea for a product, and he helps patent it, design and build it, and sell it to a manufacturer in a one-stop shop approach. HES developed over 100 products, several of which YOUVE probably used, which have netted an amazing $400 million in retail sales. By his own estimate, HES made at least a dozen millionaires. TARLOW's design experience has ranged from the sublime to the ridiculous, from being the right-hand tinkerer for the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi to making cheap trinkets for the infamously cheesy Ronco mail order company. These days, his goal is humbler and more inspiring, for as an inventor he speaks for the common man. Once upon a time, the world was enchanted by stories of solitary eccentrics like Thomas Edison and Alexander Graham Bell, inventors who spawned empires from their work desks. Now we think of most inventors as engineering geeks in huge, windowless corporate laboratories, whose inventions are instantly absorbed into the corporate maw. By contrast, most of TARLOW's clients, WOULDNT, even call themselves inventors. THEYRE, just people who have had an idea milling around in their heads for a while. I have spent the last 20 years helping people to convert their dreams into action, Tarlo writes in an essay. The truth seems a little more prosaic, if more interesting. As co-inventor of the hair vac, the Zip Sip, and the smokeless ashtray, among hundreds of other contraptions, Kentaro deals in what one might call the post-it miracle, the late capitalist magic trick, though which a silly little idea, if built cheaply, distributed widely, and marketed well, can bloom into a vast fortune. Let's take another one of these little hassles of life, slipping a pillow into a pillowcase. You might think Harold Moon of Larkspur was the first one to stick the end of a pillow under his chin, clamp his chin down toward his neck to suspend the pillow, fluff the pillowcase underneath the pillow, carefully maneuver the pillow between the edges of the pillowcase without being able to see the case, jerk the pillow down into the case, and then think, there must be another way.